Well, good morning. My name is Don. I'm your pastor here, one of your pastors here at Legacy, and it's great to be with you this morning. So this morning we wrap up our Sent series, and I hope you've, over the last few weeks, you've been challenged a bit with the messages that have come your way. I know as a pastor and writing some of these messages, it's challenged me a little bit to write them, and, you know, we don't just write them, you know, it does preach to us too as we're doing it, and several times during the writing it was like, oh, you know, the reality of it all came crashing back to me. The story is of Jesus's birth is an amazing act of love and wonder and emotion. And even though I've been reading this story, I mean, really reading this story for 25 plus years, it still tugs at my heart when I read it. God sent Jesus into the world to be light and hope and peace for those who are lost in darkness and hopelessness and struggles. Jesus reconciles and makes things right with God and the world. Jesus can also set us free from things that hold us back from being our full sent potential. And from being all that God has created us to be. God also sends each of us to now be like Jesus, to be sent into the world, to be light and hope and peace to the people we come into contact with. We must come to a good understanding of Emmanuel, God with us, that God wants to work through us to bring bits of heaven to earth in the lives of others. And we don't have to be perfect for this to happen. Thank you, Lord. Just willing vessels. Just willing vessels to let God do the heavy lifting. And probably one of the hardest things for most people to grasp is that we all have value in God's eyes. And no one is beyond God's restoration power. This message of Jesus is a declaration to the world that He is why life is truly worth living. Jesus' birth changed the world forever, and new life comes as a result of Him and in the hope and trust and searching to know Him more. When we choose to walk with Jesus, our lives change because Jesus changes everything. Now, if you spent any real length of time living life, you know that life just changes. Some of those changes are our own choosing, right or wrong, whatever the outcome. The changes in life are because we've made a choice to make that happen. Sometimes changes come due to choices of others. And we deal with the effects of the choices that they've made. And a lot of times, change is due to the fact that we just live in this world. And things happen. Bad, good, things happen just by living life. Life is life, and sometimes, you know, it happens. But we must always remember that God is with us right there in the midst of whatever is going on. So this is Mark. Let's listen to part of Mark's story. Watch this.
June 28th, 2015. My life pretty much changed for good. Before that time, just a little bit about myself. I was a very athletic person. Any of my sport, I was involved in it, and anything you could possibly think of. I played amateur basketball, I played softball, I did men's volleyball, co-ed volleyball. I was very busy. I coached track and cross country at Wachter Middle School. And then on that June 28th, 2015, that evening, I went to cut a tree down, got on a ladder as tall as I possibly could get, cut the branch down, and the ladder was swung out from below from the branch, and I fell 28 feet to the ground. I guess there's some things I'd have to say. I was very fortunate, not fortunate that I fell, but one of the things I never do is have my cell phone on me. After I hit the ground, I was probably unconscious for between 20 and 30 minutes. I woke up, and I know I hurt myself bad because I couldn't move around very good. Just to tell you exactly what happened when I fell, I did break T5 and 6. Which is why I'm paralyzed from the chest on down. Fractured C3 and 4, so I was very, very fortunate. And this is one thing, I'm a very lucky person, that I had my sister around, and there was another nurse that happened to stop by, that they did not move me around and kept me stabilized. Otherwise, I could, instead of being a paraplegic, I could have been a quadriplegic. I'd have been paralyzed from the neck on down. I shattered my sternum, broke 4 ribs, and had punctured a lung. And so I was messed up pretty good.
God is right with us when things change. It can be hard to see at the time when we're in the middle of life's changes, but there is no question. We need never wonder. God has promised to always be there, and we know that to be true. Let's look at an example of the account of Jesus' birth. We've looked at this several times during this. Let's go back to it once more. Luke 2. At that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This is the first census taken when Aquinas was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go back to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth to Galilee. He took with him Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was now expecting a child. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available to them. And every time I see it, and I'm, for you too, every time we see this picture of the Christmas story, this nativity, it always looks so perfect, doesn't it? The manger scene, the angels hovering overhead, the shepherds in nice, long, full robes, the animals always just gazing on in peace, clean straw everywhere, just a nice, strong-looking Joseph there, the vulnerable yet invincible baby lying in the manger, maybe a halo over Mary's head, a beautiful star in the evening sky, just a very, very tranquil, very peaceful scene. But the reality of all that is probably quite different. Even the events leading up to that were very eventful, to say the least. Mary, a non-married, pregnant young woman engaged to Joseph. Joseph, who wasn't the father, but God, you know, assured him of what was going on. Then there was the whole journey. A little pre-birth, go pay your taxes, 50-mile walk, 9-month pregnant. But hey, let's just go on a little mini vacation. Then you get there and your Airbnb was double booked, so they offer you the barn to stay in. And the bed for our Savior is a manger, just a feeding trough. Not exactly a great way to start out Christmas. Yet that is where God chose to initiate a new relationship with his creation. Then when you think the Christmas story should only get better, we discover that some crazy king, King Herod, has ordered that all boys under the age of 2 be killed in an attempt to assassinate Jesus. So Mary and Joseph and Jesus are told by an angel to go to Egypt. Now, sometimes life is hard. Sometimes it's really hard. And we wonder why, or how can I keep going? And God sends people into our lives at just the right time. Watch this.
Well, now I'm back in the hospital after these two surgeries, and he's really depressed. I know he's had some classes of suicide here recently, and I was actually a very high risk for suicide at this time, because that's kind of was in the back of my mind, because I wasn't a very happy camper, because I was in lots of pain. I wasn't able to walk, and so I was really, really depressed. And family was around, friends around, they're up there supporting me, and it was all good. But there's one thing that had, and once again, I don't know how all this all comes about, but I was teaching physical science at Century High School when this accident had occurred. And it was a group of students that had come up to the hospital. But just to tell you the stuff they brought with, they had this big card. On the card, they had things that we have done throughout labs. It's amazing they remembered all this thing. Two big bags of peanut butter M&Ms, because we did a lab with peanut butter M&Ms, and I knew I loved them, so they bring these two big bags of peanut butter M&Ms up. And one of the songs we always sang before we did our labs was Girl Crush. And I always tell, because it's not what you think the song is. It's a country western. I like the music to it, and it kind of does have a story too. But I mean, and so we always listened to that song before we did our labs, and then after that I let them listen to their own music. And so what happens, got these 15 girls that are up around the hospital bringing this stuffed animal, the peanut butter M&Ms, my cards, and they all get around the bed, and I'll tell you what, I had something that they changed everything. They started playing this song, Girl Crush, and I had 15 girls around that bed that started singing that song, and I tell you what, the tears just started pouring out, and after that, those thoughts of suicide kind of just went in the back burner, and I truly got to thank God for having those kids around at that time, because yes, your family's important, friends are important, but those 15 girls that came up and around that bedside that day and sang that song and brought that card up to me just totally changed things, and it kind of snapped me out of those thoughts I had in my head. And
angels can take many shapes and sizes and sing many songs, I guess. Our journey through life may seem difficult, and any day can be hard. Maybe along the way there's some tears, some broken dreams, some missed opportunities, some disappointments. But each of us also have some great opportunities. Life isn't always hard, is it? Why do we focus on the bad days so much and forget the good? Why do we find it easy to forget the multitudes of blessings, the gifts God has bestowed on us each day? Life can be hard, but in the scale of eternity, it is only a moment. And maybe if we can spend more time seeking God's guidance, if we spend more time trusting in Him, if we spend more time listening to him. Maybe the picture of our lives would show more of the presence and the power of Jesus. God continues to work in our lives through all of its changes. The truth is, God is involved in the lives of people who listen to him. Things would have been very difficult for Mary and Joseph had they been unwilling to listen to God's plan for them. Now, I'm sure Mary had some doubts, some hesitations, and perhaps even confusion at times about what the angel had said to her. What are people going to say? What is my family going to say? And then there's the whole part of having to tell her fiancé that she is pregnant and what was about to happen. Then let's look at Joseph. What about him for a moment? When Joseph finds out that Mary is with child and it's obviously not his, I'm sure there was some shock involved with that, and maybe even some anger, some hurt, disappointment, depression. Joseph decided to break off the engagement and walk away silently. And I'm sure that decision was not an easy one to make in the first place. And then God also speaks to Joseph through an angel. And Joseph knows to believe what the angel is saying. And his shock melts away. His anger dissipates. His hurt is healed. And his depression and disappointment is turned to hope. God still gets involved in the lives of the people who listen to him. It's when we listen to God and accept his truth that God can do miracles within us, for us, and even through us. But we have to listen to him, listen to his word, and we have to be open to letting his word work through us and change us. God has a long-term plan that involves us trusting him. It was prophesied in the Old Testament some 700 years before Jesus was born in Micah 5 that Bethlehem would be the place where Jesus would be born. Again, Joseph and Mary may have never chosen to travel during that time, so God used a tax bill to get them where they needed to be. Other key parts of this plan and people involved, an angelic announcement, the exact timing of the pregnancy and the birth. Again, the tax policy had to be in place. God is good at coordinating history and events that affect people's lives for good. What is his plan in your life? What is he coordinating in your life right now that will bring about good? What does God want to do in you so that you can accomplish your sent potential? When you start to see it, are you willing to follow it? When you start to trust God and submit our thoughts and our plans to him, amazing things happen. And sometimes answers and help and support come in ways we really just don't always expect. Watch this.
After that, I head down to Craig Hospital for a couple months of rehab and back to school, teaching, coaching, and doing the things I love. And I can't say enough about all the support I've been having from, like, my wife and friends and family. And it truly does mean a lot.
God loves and uses all types of people when they respond to him. There are so many key players in the account of Jesus' birth. We have the shepherds, just ordinary people doing an ordinary task. We're the first to see the birth of Christ. So if you ever think that you're just too ordinary for Christ to use, I think the birth of Christ is a great example of God using all people for his glory. And Jesus saves anyone who trusts in him and calls upon the Lord as Savior. We have the wise men, the magi, the scholars, these wealthy men who traveled further and longer than Joseph and Mary did, just to see what was happening, to follow this star in the sky. Jesus is not just for a certain kind of people. It's for everyone who believes in him. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father, God the Father, except through me. One final thing to remember is that God is still God. Despite whatever circumstances, whatever problems, whatever is going on, what that looks like, God is still God in our lives. And he will accomplish his plan and his purpose in your life. Joseph and Mary and Jesus had to flee to Egypt because of King Herod. But they trusted God and his plan and what was going on. We need to look beyond the baby in the manger at Christmas. The story doesn't end with the birth of Jesus. That baby grew into a boy, and that boy grew into a man who spoke spiritual truths. He healed the sick and the lame and the deaf. He gave sight to the blind. Even the dead were restored to life. And he was willing to go to a cross and bear all our sins. And still the story did not end, because in 3 days he rose again from the grave, conquering sin and death, and is still alive today. To God, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, short, tall, whether you succeed at everything you touch or if everything you touch just falls apart. It doesn't matter if you have a clean slate or you have a rap sheet that is 3 inches thick. It doesn't matter if you have everything in order in your life or if your life is complete chaos. In fact, many of the standards we place only distract us from really getting things right with God. There's only one thing that matters to God. Do you trust him enough to ask him? Do you trust him enough to ask Jesus to be the Savior and the Lord of your life? Jesus can relate to the toughest things that are going on in your life. Jesus is the one that can give hope. Jesus is the one who can bring change into your life. Jesus is the one that gives purpose, and Jesus is the one that makes life worth living. Christmas is only the beginning of the story. Let us pray. Lord, you have made all things possible. You chose us before we even knew how to be. Help us to be the people you have called us and sent us to be, Lord. May we see and be the light and the love to others. Give us strength and, Lord, just the perseverance to push through the times of struggle and to lean into you more when hurt comes our way. Lord, if there is anyone listening today who is not sure that they have a true friendship with you, Lord, help them to ask you into their lives. Give them the courage, Lord, to come talk to the prayer team or to contact the church after the service. Lord, we ask these things in your precious and holy name. Amen.